When we listen to Thich Nhat Hanh, we should listen with our whole mind, not just our intellect, but with our elbows and our toes, our future and our past, with all of us. I used to tell my elementary school students, when you listen to a poem, listen to it like the wind blowing over you. You don't stop and think, what is the breeze saying? You let it blow over you and feel the goodness of that air. So when you listen tonight, when we all listen, why don't we be soaked in Thich Nhat Hanh's mindfulness? And if we slow down enough, we can meet it. And we too can be awake. So it's a great pleasure, and just enjoy the evening. Thank you all for coming.
Giờ phút linh thiêng, gió lặng, chim ngừng. Trái đất rung động bảy lần khi bất diệt đi ngang dòng sinh diệt. In that moment, the wind was still, the birds silent. Seven times the earth shook as immortality traversed the stream of birth and death. The hand on the wheel in the mudra of peace blooms like a flower in the night. This is a poem I wrote in 1964 during the Vietnam War, at a time when we need so much a Buddha to be with us. The suffering was immense, and understanding and love was what we need desperately. This poem with the title Night of Prayer was written for the Vesak ceremony that year. In the Buddhist tradition, we believe that the next Buddha to come to us, his name is Maitreya, the Buddha of love. And we knew that since love was not there, since most of us were not able to touch love, we need desperately the Buddha of love to be. So this is a kind of prayer calling for the Buddha of love to be with us. And we pray that Vietnam would be the cradle to welcome the newly born Buddha. Sometime I wonder whether the next Buddha, the Buddha of love, will be in the form of a person, or maybe she will be in the form of a community. In that moment, the wind was still, the birds silent. Seven times the earth shook as immortality traversed the stream of birth and death. The hand on the wheel in the mudra of peace bloomed like a flower in the night. In that moment, the flower of immortality opened in the garden of birth and death. The enlightened smile, word, and similes. He has come to learn man's language. That night in Tushita heaven, the devas looked down, saw earth, my homeland, brighter than a star. While galaxies inclined, worshipping, till east turned rose, and the Lumbini gardens became a soft cradle, welcoming Buddha newly born. But tonight, tonight, on earth, my homeland, men look up. The tear-blind eyes turn toward Tushita heaven. The cries of pain are everywhere as Mara's hand bears down in violence and hatred. In darkness, earth, my homeland, yearns for the miraculous event when eternity parts its curtains, shadows dissolve,